Yesterday, the U.S. PIRG Education Fund released the 27th annual Trouble in Toyland report. Across the country, coordinators discussed the report, shared safety guidelines for consumers purchasing toys for young children, and provided examples of toys on store shelves that could present safety hazards. At Berkshire Community College, MassPIRG campus coordinator Caroline Webster said that the number one hazard for small children is choking, and that the Consumer Product Safety Commission is frequently recalling toys from store shelves.
In the past year, the commission has recalled more than 86,500 toys and other children's products from the store shelves because of choking hazards. And this is the leading cause of toy recalls.
As an example, Webster displayed a jar of small toys shaped like foods. To fit federal standards, toys for children under the age of 3 must fit certain size dimensions. She said that parents can be safe by placing any small toy in a toilet paper tube. If it fits through, it's not safe. U.S. PIRG said the enactment of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act in 2008 gave the Consumer Product Safety Commission the ability to strengthen federal guidelines on toy safety. But at her presentation, Caroline Webster showed an example of a toy backpack that MassPIRG confirmed in testing was made with toxic chemicals called phthalates.
Phthalates are a chemical compound that's used to make plastic softer. So any toys like this backpack has a front window on it that's made of malleable plastic. And so our researchers pulled this off the shelf to test it, and it did in fact contain 320 parts per million of a phthalate.
Only in Washington state must toys containing phthalates be labeled for the consumer. However, under federal guidelines, any toy containing 1,000 parts per million of the group of six chemicals are unfit for sale. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says that phthalates can cause reproductive and in utero developmental defects. And as a third example, Webster showed a toy that could cause hearing damage in small children, a toy remote car starter.
Over and over again. That may not sound like a very loud noise, but when held close to the ear, it can cause significant hearing damage in children.
Webster warned that any toy that produces sound exceeding 65 decibels can cause hearing damage. But for parents who may not know if a toy contains toxic chemicals or is too loud, U.S. PIRG has released a free smartphone app where consumers can find information on popular products. They also warned that toys with magnets are inappropriate for small children and warned against the dangers of lead. State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield also spoke at the meeting. She stressed the need for adequate funding for regulators to ensure that consumers and their children are protected.
We need to have regulations, and we need to keep regulators funded so that they can do a good job. We certainly have a tremendous example, tragic example, of how regulators have failed miserably in the Framingham Pharmacy.
Bouvier was referring to the New England Compounding Center, a pharmacy linked to a fungal meningitis outbreak that has sickened and killed patients in several states. Information on the 2012 Trouble in Toyland report, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and more can be found linked to our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.